The actor Robert Guillaume died yesterday at the age of 89. He was best known as TV's smart-alecky butler-turned-Lieutenant Governor Benson Dubois. He won 2 Emmys playing that role, which could have been an awful stereotype, but was transformed into a TV classic by the man who played it. NPR's Eric Deggans has more.
Robert Guillaume spent a long career playing sharp-witted, dignified black men on TV, movies, and stage. And he built his most enduring character by bringing those qualities to a butler, Benson Dubois, a servant in 2 of the most eccentric households on television. So every moment Benson was on camera, Guillaume made sure he wasn't a typical shuffling stereotype.
You must be Benson.
Why must I be Benson?
Well, the only other black the governor has an appointment with is tomorrow with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and everyone knows what he looks like.
Well, that would make me Benson.
A back-talking African-American butler could have been an awful caricature. But when Benson first appeared on the 70s satire Soap, Guillaume reversed the cliché, playing calm and intelligent while serving a family of delusional characters and serial adulterers. He rose to become Lieutenant Governor on the spin-off series Benson, and his journey reflected the upward mobility of many black people in real life and other black characters on TV. But even Guillaume worried at first that he might set an awful example by agreeing to play yet another black servant on television.
I was thinking all along, how am I going to do this?
This is a 1999 interview for the Archive of American Television.
I'm going to be playing the very thing I don't want to play. I never got in the business to play. So I began to try to find things within the script that would allow me to do this character.
Guillaume was born Robert Peter Williams, raised in a Depression-era St. Louis slum. In his 2003 memoir, he said his mother was an alcoholic prostitute who abandoned him and 3 siblings with their grandmother. He was drawn to music studies in college, and eventually he took the last name Guillaume, the French translation of Williams, because he liked its sophisticated sound. And that name soon found greater fame on the Broadway stage, where his biggest roles included starring in the 1972 production of Pearlie and a stint playing Nathan Detroit in an all-black revival of Guys and Dolls.
Call a lawyer and sue me, what can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me.
As Guys and Dolls was closing, another run of unemployment seemed likely, so Guillaume cautiously took the role of Benson, the sarcastic yet sane butler, which would turn him into a TV star. When Benson ended, he developed another sitcom built around an interracial couple, The Robert Guillaume Show. Guillaume personified another dignified character as Isaac Jaffe, executive producer of a sports news program on Aaron Sorkin's first TV series, Sports Night. When he suffered a stroke on the set in 1999, Guillaume struggled to keep working, was written into the scripts as a crisis for Jaffe.
Isaac, you can't work full-time.
I have to.
Why?
Because they pay me to.
You had a stroke.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
I thought it was bad swordfish.
Isaac, I'm not kidding around
here.
Leave me alone,
Danny.
For Guillaume, it was one more example of his greatest talent, using off-screen challenges to shatter old stereotypes. Eric Deggans, NPR News.